Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So you've finally sold your house, and it's vacant, and it's the day of settlement, and as you are saying goodbye to your house, really, a lot of us say goodbye to places that we live. It's an emotional challenge to say goodbye sometimes. I mean, if you're moving every year or two, you're in the armed forces, you know, you take a couple of pictures, you say goodbye, and that's that. But if you've lived in a house for 20, 30 years and you've set down roots somewhere, it's a hard thing to say goodbye to. Now, have you ever, left something behind in your house? You know what I'm saying? Like maybe buried something in the yard or hidden something in the house. Well, this week's edition of Senior Moments, Mr. Vapid has moved out of his house. He's sold his property, and he and his son are taking a final walk through goodbye, say goodbye to the house, and they have a fairly unusual conversation that is very funny. We often hear stories of, in the news about the guy living in the place, like the row house down in D.C., and they decide to renovate, and they open up a wall, and they find an old package of cigarettes from, 1908 that happens to have a really valuable baseball card still inside. Or, you heard the story about the Action Comics number one. It's the first one that that Superman was in. Well, apparently somebody stuffed one of those, one of the workers had just left it in the wall of a house, and the house was being renovated, and they found it. It was in bad condition, but it still sold for $50,000. You never know. But have you ever thought about, leaving a memory behind? I know that we tend to take our memories with us. It's good to take photos of the inside of your home before you leave. It's, in fact, before you do any major changes to your house, it's good to keep memories alive, the shag carpet. It would be funny if you'd taken pictures of your house, the shag carpet, and the way you dressed everything up and decorated it, and you had those to look at now. Or maybe it wouldn't be so funny. But, think about keeping your memories alive. When the challenge of letting go, of forgetting your memories, keeps you from wanting to move forward in life, then use the tools that we have right now, the technology that's easy and inexpensive, to remind yourself in the future. Walk around, film your house, talk to the camera and tell stories about the things that you own. Just, because what's going to happen is in 20 years, you'll have disseminated that with kids, grandkids, or to Salvation Army and whatnot. It'll be nice to hear those stories then. Well, right sizing is a big part of what I specialize in. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of seniors in the process of right sizing, or downsizing is oftentimes the term you hear, but I consider it right sizing, finding the right place to live. The Right Sizing Guide is a great tool for you to approach that process, and you can download a copy today at ericstewartgroup.com. Grandpa Vapid has moved out of his house, and let's find out what happens when he and his son walk through one last time.
Well, Dad, I've never seen the old place like this.
Yeah, sure looks a lot bigger with all the stuff gone. This will make the Robinson family very happy.
Who?
The Robinson family, the family that bought it. Very nice family, three wonderful kids. Eric brought them by one afternoon while I was out, and I got to meet them when they came back for the second look. This place will be perfect for them.
Well, it was perfect for us. I remember there being a hole right around here somewhere. You patched it so well, I don't even remember where it was. It was a pretty big hole, if I remember right. Marty and I were wrestling, and I fell right through the plaster.
Right. Right here. I reinforced it when I patched it. Figured having a 12-year-old boy in the house would mean a lot of holes, and each one that was reinforced was one less that you could destroy.
You did a great job on the spot. I can't even see it.
I think that was the place where I put your love note.
Huh?
Yep, right here. Maybe it was the hole you made over by the laundry room.
What are you talking about? What love note?
I told you about that, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
I read about it in a magazine, some article by a child psychologist. The idea was to put something of yours that was thoroughly embarrassing inside the wall when I repaired it. That way, if you were roughhousing with your friends and knocked another hole in the wall, they would see it. Middle school boys would go crazy over finding something in the wall. Once they discovered it was a love note, they would make your life miserable.
Whatever for? Why would you want them to make my life miserable?
You'd make sure you'd never knock another hole in the wall again for fear of what might be hiding in there.
But I never found anything in the wall.
Exactly. It was a great theory, but it assumed you'd knock a hole in the wall in the same place more than once. No such luck. Every time you put a hole in the wall, I would hide something embarrassing in there. That love note to your sixth grade crush that you never had the guts to send. And that wall over there, I may have your diary or that picture of you in your mother's underwear. There were doozies in these walls.
That's horrible. To think that my childhood was haunted by walls filled with my most embarrassing moments. It's like a nightmare. I always loved this house. I'm glad I didn't know. When did you take them out?
I didn't take them out.
Okay, then who did?
Who did what?
Who took them out?
Nobody.
Dad, are you telling me that they're still in there?
Well, I assume so.
But, Dad, why didn't you take them out?
You said it yourself. I patched those walls so well you can't even tell where the holes were. I'm not going to open up the walls again just to collect a bunch of old junk.
I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you never undid that. What are we going to do?
About what?
You can't turn this house over to the new family with the walls filled with embarrassing stuff. About me?
You're almost 50 years old, and you're going to tell me that you're still embarrassed by a gushy love note that you wrote to Marcia Lambert in sixth grade?
Dad, Marcia Lambert is vice president of my company now.
Well, it's safely tucked inside the walls where no one can get to it.
You can't sell a house that still has our personal stuff hidden inside the walls.
It's okay. Eric told me about the disclosure laws. I made a complete list of what was in the walls and where it was located. It's all fully disclosed. They said it didn't bother them, and they didn't want to open up the walls to get the stuff out.
How old are their kids?
Somewhere around 10 or 12. Two rambunctious boys, just like you were, and a very feisty girl. That's why I think this house is perfect for them.
And how long before one of them knocks a hole in the wall and discovers my personal and very embarrassing love note to little Marcia Lambert, who is now my boss's boss's boss?
Don't worry about it. What are the chances of the wall ever opening up again? You and I and Marcia Lambert will be dead and gone before that note sees the light of day. So come on, it's getting late. I want to take one more walk through this place before we have to leave.
I'll be right there.
What was that?
Don't worry, Dad. I just tripped.
You okay?
I'm fine, but we need to get a handyman in here before settlement. I may have put a hole in the wall.